This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:18 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And for our next story, Dewan Rakyat Deputy Speaker Datuk Sri Azalina Othman Syed has proposed that the Attorney General Tan Sri Idris Harun be present during the upcoming special parliament sitting to take questions on emergency ordinances. And so we just want to look at this proposal, where it's coming from, what it could mean.
Yes, so according to Azalina, she said that Idris was duty-bound to be there and to do this as his role in being the Yang di-Pertuan Agong's advisor and the cabinet's legal advisor as well. And currently, the AG is actually not required by law to answer directly to Parliament. However, of course, we have to remember that this special parliamentary sitting, of course, is meant to be specifically to address, among other things, the emergency ordinance. Azalina also questioned who would be responsible in justifying the rationale of these ordinances being implemented during the emergency, and that the AG should be given the right to be heard in Parliament in person instead of through a third party to alleviate any sort of conflict of interest.
So this was in a statement that was released today and essentially outlining suggestions for next week's sitting, which we are still waiting on an official agenda rundown, right? But we do know that the emergency ordinances are going to be the central order of business. So that's where this is coming from. And we just wanted to understand, I suppose, the statement in a bit more detail. Let us know what you think. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now, we have Raghunath Kesavan, former Malaysian Bar President. Raghu, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi, good evening. Thank you.
So to start off, talk to us about the Attorney General's role during an emergency.
Well, his position is provided for under the Federal Constitution. He's the legal advisor to the government and obviously also to the King. And whether it's the emergency ordinance is in place or otherwise, he's still the legal advisor. So his role is to ensure that whatever is done by the government is done within the powers of the federal constitution.
So currently, how is the AG held accountable for his or her role?
Well, the AG plays two roles. One is as the legal advisor to the government. And secondly, he or she is also the public prosecutor. So I think we are now talking about his role as the legal advisor to the government. Essentially, he's appointed by the King on the advice of the Prime Minister. Essentially, in that sense, it's a political appointment. The accountability per se is to the government of the day. In fact, Parliament has no say, no control, no supervisory role on the position and responsibilities of the AG.
Right. So in line with that then, is there anything that can actually compel the AG to come to Parliament, or is this really more of a suggestion at this point?
I think it's more of a political stance taken by the Deputy Speaker. In fact, there's nothing that you can do to compel him to come. In fact, it's a decision of the Prime Minister to call for the ordinance, for the emergency proclamation. And the ordinances are all recommended by the government, made into law by the King. And the person who should be responsible and asked to account for whatever is being done is the Prime Minister and the de facto Minister for Law.
And then simply put though, is it, in your opinion, should the AG be, does it make sense to ask the AG to come, essentially?
There's nothing stopping him from coming, right? And I think it'd be good for him to come. Although there's no compulsion, it'd be good to explain, going on the fact that he had actually released an opinion, which was made public. So that opens the door for him to explain and for the public to question, how did he come to that position in law?
So the statement from the Deputy Speaker also says in person instead of through a third party, which leads me to ask, how does the minister in the Prime Minister's department in charge of Parliament and Law, how would that minister theoretically enter the picture?
It has been done before in other situations, previous governments, questioning the role of the MACC, for instance, the minister in charge answers, amendment of laws, use of laws, for instance, in terms of the public criticism of various laws, ISA, OSA and all that, the minister answers. Because at the end of the day, it is government policy. So, and the accountability stops with the prime minister and the government of the day.
Now, you mentioned earlier, of course, how the AG is appointed and so on. One of the other suggestions by the deputy speaker was that an elected member of parliament should be appointed AG. What are your thoughts on this? What sort of changes would this result in?
As I had mentioned earlier, the AG plays two roles, legal advisor to the government and the public prosecutor. There's been lots of calls for the two roles to be separated. So you have a legal advisor who can be a cabinet appointment, a member of parliament, which is fine, but the public prosecutor must remain independent and professional in carrying out his task. That cannot be a role taken on by a politician.
So in line with that then, what are some changes to the judiciary that would help make these separation of powers clear or clearer?
I think if you talk about the justice system, we require the role of the Attorney General and the public prosecutor to be separated so that there's more professionalism, there's no criticism of the role of the Attorney General when he carries out his task. He can advise the government. But when he carries out his role as a public prosecutor, he should be independent of the government so that he can take action against anyone. So that's very important. I think the first step is to separate the role of the Attorney General and the public prosecutor.
Raghu, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
That was Raghunath Kesavan, former Malaysian Bar President, talking to us about essentially this suggestion that has come from the Deputy Speaker of the Dewan Rakyat that the Attorney General, Tan Sri Idris Harun, be present during the upcoming Parliament sitting to take questions on emergency ordinances, which is set to become, I think, the centrepiece, really, of the sitting. Let us know what you think. You can WhatsApp us, 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. And after the 7:30 news today, it's exciting. We promise to try and steer clear of spoilers where possible. We will, or at all costs, I should say. Sorry, the promise should be at all costs, because we are going to be reviewing Loki.
Yes, and if we do give any spoilers, don't worry, you won't know because the timeline will be shifted and you'll never know it happened. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Thin ice everywhere. Let us know if you've seen Loki. If you would like to weigh in, you can, of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. And now, since we were talking about whether or not the AG is going to be present at Parliament, a song that's somewhat on theme, we have Green Day with When I Come Around, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.